But yeah, so I just find this whole thing fascinating because, like we said, the more we're talking about this Clubhouse thing, the more that it's making sense to me. You know, it reminds me a lot. Do you remember the beeper line back in the day?
A little bit.
Where you like everybody had the same phone number and I'm sorry, everybody had the number and you could change the voicemail. That was like, to me, I always remember that time as fast forward to the future, because I was like, that was a dope concept because it allowed people to meet people in a different way. And then three-way came about, and now we all the way here to this Clubhouse thing. And this is like an advanced three-way kind of thing. Yeah, with a bunch of features that make it real organized and real productive. But anyway,
the concept is this. So you're in the Clubhouse, right?
Right.
And within the Clubhouse, there are smaller clubhouses, which are the ones that people start.
Right.
And while you're in the larger Clubhouse, there are rooms, and this, like, Clubhouse has its own language. So there are rooms, and you can hang out in the hallway, what they call the hallway, which is where you can basically explore and see what other rooms are going on. And then if you want to go into a room, you just tap on it and you go into the room, and you can listen in on the conversation, or you can choose to join the conversation by raising your hand. And you can also invite people to the room to listen in as well by hitting the plus button. Now, the dope thing that they really like is that you can also leave the room quietly, which is in the lower left, so that you don't disturb the conversation. And they actually encourage you to leave the room quietly and go visit other rooms.
Right.
Or start a room of your own.
Now, when you have the multiple rooms, do people use them so that they can have multiple things going on at the same time? They have it scheduled for different times, but they're different topics.
They can be scheduled for different times, or they can just start, you know, you can just wake up and be like, yeah, I think I want to talk about the presidential election. And you just start a room. The rooms don't have to be scheduled. Rooms can be completely random, and anybody can do a room. So the other thing you may or may not have noticed is that in the bottom left-hand corner of everybody's icon, some people had the little party hat or the little party symbol, like celebration thing. That means that they've been, you did notice it?
I did see that for a couple.
Right, so that stays on your profile for 7 days. That means you're new to the platform. So when you're in a room, the other thing is, if you come up to the stage and you have that on your profile, on your avatar, a lot of times, you know, the moderators will like say, welcome to Clubhouse, we're glad to see you here, stuff like that, to make people feel welcome. And it lets everybody know that you're new. It also lets everybody know that you might not know the kind of etiquette of the platform. So, you know, people will kind of, in a nice way, check you if you're out of line or you just don't know. And then after 7 days, it goes away. So it just means that you've been on the platform 7 days or less.
Right. That's brilliant. And then, you know, for you to say that the way that people are coming on here and notable people, I mean, when you first told me about it, I'm like, this makes a lot of sense. First of all, because it eliminates video, so it makes it much more simple and just to the point and accessible. And then when you organize the hell out of an audio call like this, and it's like, wow, yeah, the sky's the limit. Because we have done so much communication over phone calls for years, for everything from, like you said, multi-million dollar business deals to just hanging out, entertaining each other. Like,
right.
And this is like, this removes the visual part, which allows a lot of people to just jump in. Because I was thinking about today, I was just like, the cool thing about this is like I'm saying, now it has my brain going because I'm like, oh, I want to do my gym's symposium through this because I'm always trying to talk to people and share information. And if I can have 10, 12, 15, 20, 30 people in a room where I'm just talking about, like, okay, here's some creative content strategy ideas, and then people get to raise their hand and ask questions, and I'm just on this big call. Oh, man, I will travel around and do that not only while I'm, you know, at home stationary, but I'll do that traveling around, driving in a car. Like, that's helping out a lot of people and being able to do it in a discreet way where you can keep mm-hmm. it moving. So I'm like, oh, I already see the potential with this. So I do want to apply for, well, let me ask you this, because this was the other thing I was thinking about. If you can only do, you said people don't have clubhouses where they have like multiple rooms moving at the same time, kind of like how Zoom has.
Right. No. So a room is just a separate conversation. Right. So if you have a clubhouse,
conversations happening at the same time.
No. Okay. If you have a clubhouse, you're hosting a room. So you're the host of the party. Your clubhouse uh-huh. is hosting the party. So let's say your clubhouse is named, I don't know, Blue Caravan.
Uh-huh.
And you start a room. It's, and the room is about, again, island cuisine food.
Uh-huh.
It's going to say island cuisine food hosted by Blue Caravan. And okay. Blue Caravan cannot start another room at the same time gotcha. As the first room.
So
it could be right behind it.
So you can have, but you can have a room without having a clubhouse, right?
Correct.
So that's still the part I don't understand.
Point, the point of having, and again, when you go to the welcome, they explain it better than I do, but the point of having the clubhouse is to curate your content. You know, like a hashtag, you know mm-hmm. how when you use a hashtag, everything that is related to that, well, ideally, every image or every post that's related under, you know, election 2020.
Okay.
It's going to pull it all together. That's what a clubhouse does.
With hashtag and with keywords
with
and
your,
stuff like that?
With your content.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying, so within the app, because your content is relating to a specific topic, then when you look at the whole, when you're in the hallway, which is the equivalent of the news feed on Facebook
mm-hmm.
or the, yeah, then you're seeing other rooms and your clubhouse
is a particular genre. Your clubhouse yeah, has to be a genre. And when you host a room, ideally they want your room to fall within that genre. So your clubhouse could be about technology and everything, every room that you host will be, right. you know, it could be a subdivision right. of technology.
And like you said, a room is just a topic of conversation that's just specific that you're gathering a call around.
Correct.
That makes sense. Okay, I got it now. Yeah, right. I love this. And yeah,
I figured you would.
And I want to get on it because, yeah, I want to push my gym's concept through this.
Wait a minute. But just like, you can say thank you, Sherry, because just 20 minutes ago it was, I don't know if I'm going to have time, but I'll go ahead and get on there.
Right.
And now you're like, wait, what?
Well, no, because the thing is, I never have time, right? And that, I mean, thank you, Sherry. But in addition to
that, I was kidding
you,
about that.
No, but I still give to you because, like, real talk, I really actually, this is why I was like, I don't have time, but at the same time, I always have time to listen because I see how I can fit this in without it interrupting anything else I'm doing.
Right. Like the other day when I was doing my beading, I was just listening to a conversation they were having around like entrepreneurship, and it was some boss ass people in that call. And I was just like listening in.
Right. So, when I listen to something, I look for either A, if I can get it done in invisible time, which means I'm not changing around anything. I'm just doing what I'm doing, but I'm able to get it done while I'm doing it. Or is it so important that I should put something else on the back burner to do it? I listen from those two perspectives. And, you know, if it is, then it becomes a part of my formula. If it's not, then it doesn't, you know?
Right.
So after listening to it, I'm like, yeah, because right now, because of the state of the world, it lines up with everything I'm teaching everybody else. Like, with the state of the world, people are going insular. They have to. So the only thing more insular than, like, some kind of video connection or these kind of things is audio, because it's more flexible because people can't see you. So that means you can do it at more times than you would with visual, and you don't have to stay in the same spot. You know, video, many times you need to stay in the same spot for it to be consistent. Audio, you don't need to. So it's just more and more insular, and that's deeply meeting where we are right now. It would meet the need anyway, because it allows you to get a bunch of stuff done in a more convenient way. But especially during a time where people have to go insular and they have to look for entertainment or escape or education and growth through things like their computers and their phones and that kind of thing, because they can't do too much outside and meeting and connecting with other people. So, yeah, it's one of those things where I recognize this is the golden thing right now, and I want to get in on it while it's new so I can capitalize on the newness of it and its good features, you know. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to apply for a Clubhouse. And look, I'm already on the next level of it, because I'm like, if I host the gyms on here, have my phone is going to be, or I'm gonna have another phone live broadcasting it to my audience while I'm on the app just talking. Like, I'm already next level with it. So yeah, it's a great, and I'm gonna be checking, you know, a few rooms so I can deeply get the feel of it and you know, be into what everybody else is doing and just really, you know, continue to allow my brain to get more ideas off of other people. But yeah, those guys, when we were talking about the ones that right now are on their way to becoming Clubhouse famous, as far as,
right,
man, like you said about that monetizing question, hell to the no. Like I was saying, they have the opportunity for everything else that they do make money with to go to the next level. Like, oh man, all they have to do is show up every day with this,
yeah,
be a part of the programming and make a journey out of it, and even document that journey on there on the social media side, so there's a representation in that way, and it pours into this world. Oh man, keep curating. Shit, this is. They never had to worry again.
Yeah, it's a really dope concept, and like I said, I like that it's kind of an intimate space, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And I like that it's just audio. Like,
right.
My girlfriend and I were laughing a few minutes ago, right before I jumped on here. We mistakenly dialed each other, but she was saying how she's our guest moderator tomorrow, and she's in LA, so it's gonna be 7:30 in the morning for her. She was like, girl, thank God it's only, you know, audio, because she's still gonna be in pajamas,
right? Which is what's gonna allow us to get so much done on this. Because again, we already for years have gotten so much done over the phone because of just that. We can do it in our pajamas and you can still get all the emotion, all the context. You know, it's still a very thorough way of communicating. So they just bought, they just pretty much made the advanced telephone just now, like the advanced traditional concept of a telephone. Three-way on steroids.
Yep, for sure.
Three-way on clubhouses. Three-way on steroids. That's some shit. That's some good shit there.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Oh, you said TD Jakes was on. TD Fakes. I mean, Jakes was on there.
You got jokes. You got jokes. See, this is the shit I'm talking about. This would be a damn podcast, and then we gotta hear about it on Clubhouse.
Did you see the TD Jakes parody that I did? Mm-hmm. Okay, don't worry, you'll see it. Yeah. So you said he was on there. You said,
I missed him, but my friend was in the room with him.
Yeah. Was he preaching? Was he speaking inspiration?
No, he was just talking.
Yeah.
He was just talking. I mean, it's not even set up like that. Like the event that we go to on Saturday, she hosts like a dinner party, and you know, there are special guests, and those guests are usually on the stage with her. And then anybody else that wants to join in, you know, she just pings them in.
Right. That's dope.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
Do you feel like you understand everything else with the waist speeds formula? I know we were talking about the content. You said you did one today. How'd you feel? Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry. I think I dozed off. How did I feel? What was the question? How did I feel about what?
You did the live stream today. You made some beats tonight? You were working on some beats tonight?
No, I was tired. And my back started hurting, so I just
made dinner. Was telling people to come join you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got it. Perfect.
Okay. Yeah. So that's the. Oh, I gotta set my alarm too, so I get up because I'm instead of moving the other one because, like, people are now putting it on their schedule. Mm-hmm. So you know, at 10:30. Tomorrow is Friday. So yeah, tomorrow at 10:30, I'm on Clubhouse. Mm-hmm. Tuesday and Fridays at 10:30, I'm on Clubhouse. And then Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm on Facebook Live. Mm-hmm. So rather than move that time altogether, I'm just going to get up earlier, like maybe an hour before I go on to whatever live I have scheduled for 10:30 that day. Playtime.
So what time is your beats time?
Hold on.
Hmm.
I'm gonna do either 9:30 or 10 o'clock.
Okay.
So it's either gonna be an hour or it's gonna be a half hour. I'm thinking it's gonna be a half hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, start off small.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a whole hour. Shoot, it could be 15 minutes.
it can't. What? It's gonna be an hour. It's gonna be an hour. Trust me. But it's gonna be an hour because what's gonna happen is, as you settle into this, it's gonna be such a relaxed and enjoyable and therapeutic experience. Like, I'm already wondering what, like, royalty free music or Aaron Hill music you're gonna play through your Bluetooth speaker. <later. laughs>
So subtle.
No, right? But that's real beautiful. Talk. Like, I went out there and downloaded some royalty free chill hop music so that when I go and do my workouts outside, when I'm doing my live stream, you know, I can have some music in the background, just setting the ambiance. So what I'm saying is that when you do this experience, what's going to happen is it's going to be so relaxed and therapeutic for people. Like, it's therapeutic to sit and watch someone knit to music and talk. Like, it's therapeutic, especially if they're like a real relaxed person. So what I'm saying is that's going to be so therapeutic that people are going to enjoy that experience and it's going to be really engaging. They're going to be talking to you and enjoying just having good small talk with you. And that's going to naturally unfold. And what you're going to find is before you know it, the people are talking to you and have now unfolded into some type of a conversation that's fun, where you're just kind of lost in the experience now.
Right.
And before you know it, like 30 minutes has gone by. So you're actually more like 45 minutes. Like, you're like, oh, wow, look at the time type of vibe. Trust me. So that's why I said start off small, where you could do something where you feel like, okay, I can do this and I don't feel like it's overwhelmed by the fact it's so much time. What am I going to do? What am I going to say? But yeah, start to introduce the experience. But yeah, I promise you. Yeah, I think you should do 10 tomorrow, since you're putting it ahead. I think you should do 10 a.m.
Yeah.
To make it a bit more square of a figure than 9:30. I think you should do 30 minutes. And I think you should, the whole 30 minutes should literally just be about this whole thing happening. Like, just like, you know, so here's what I'm doing. Like, I'm not only making waste beads, which is fun and I'm excited about doing that, but I can't believe I'm actually, like, it's wild. I'm gonna be here doing this every day with you all, and we're just hanging out, just talking, and just like I'm gonna be, you know, opening up, you know, things to allow us to flow and have fun. And yeah. I really believe. Shoot, slip a quick e-blast out. Slip a quick 5 minute, 10 minute e-blast out, just to all your people. And I'm talking about your clients. I'm talking about everybody.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.